主啊，我们所献上的诗歌也是我们的心声。
Lord, the singing that we have presented is also sung from our heart.
我们的诗歌也是我们的祷告。
And our songs are also our prayer.
主啊，但愿你今天成为我们敬拜唯一的对象。
Lord, may you be the only one that we worship today.
但愿今天我们所看见的，你是我们唯一的目标。
May we see today that you are also our only goal.
主啊，我们今天早上所听从的，你是唯一的来源。
Lord, maybe you will be the source alone.
主，我们承认，不再是我，乃是基督，实在不是我们今天基督徒生活的写照。
Lord, we confess that our life does not match our slogan that not I, but Christ.
但是我们愿意在这几天的当中，让这句话成为我们目标。
Lord, but in these few days, we'd like to have this sentence to be our goal.
哦，主啊，让你在我们中间不只是能够增加，而且兴旺，而且照常的显大。
Not only that you will increase in us, Lord, but you will be manifested more and more.
把你的仆人施予恭敬的交在主你手中。
We commit into your hands your servant and your servant.
求你用你自己的器皿来彰显你的荣耀。
May you use your vessels to glorify your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
昨天杨牧师在这里说，如果你不认识李秀全，你要回去反省一下。
Last night, Pastor Yang mentioned that if you do not know Pastor Lee, you have to think about it.
其实他应该说，你如果不认识秀全，你应该回去反省一下。
Actually, she should have said that if you don't know 秀全 you ought to remember.
因为李秀全你不认识没有关系，另外一个秀全你一定认识。
Even if you do not know Pastor Lee, but the other 秀全 you ought to know.
有一次我在新加坡在一个教会讲道。
Once I was preaching in Singapore in a church.
那么我有好久没有去那个教会，后来又到那个教会去。
I had been there for a little while now.
有一个姊妹跑出来跟我打招呼。
Sister came forward to greet me.
她从礼拜堂跑出来。到中间他突然刹车停下来，他没有继续的往前走。
He came out from the church, but halfway she stopped.
他一皱眉头，我就知道他忘了我的名字。
She frowned and I realized you forgot my name.
等他眉心展开跑过来握手的时候，我知道他想起我的名字了。
But when she was all smiling came forward, I knew that she.
他就握住我的手说，洪牧师你好。
She held my hand and said, Pastor Hong, greeting.
我只好认了，我只好暂时改一下姓，从姓李改成姓洪，因为那天整个聚会是洪秀全在讲道，不是李秀全讲道。
So that day the whole meeting was 洪秀全 was preaching.
这是大会的主题，加拉太书二章二十节，不再是我，乃是基督。
The theme for this conference, not I but Christ.
顺便提一下，昨天这个放下来的时候，这个 screen 放下来的时候，杨牧师说只看见一个我乃是基督这几个字。
Last night when the screen was down, we could only see I and then Christ.
其实这句话是合真理的。
Actually, this word, the statement is true.
我盼望我们每一个人能够暂时不看那三个字，只看后面几个字，我乃是基督。
My hope is that we do not see the other words, we just look at the last ones, I and Christ.
今天的基督徒，特别是华人的基督徒，常常有一些不是很理想的教导在我们的中间。
The Christians today, especially among the Chinese, sometimes we have some very, not very good teachings among us.
加上中国人谦卑为怀，所以常常一种假谦卑带出一种假属灵出来。
Especially among the Chinese, sometimes we have a wrong sense of humility.
我们说小弟不才，以为越讲自己不行，以为自己是越属灵。
Think that the more we admit that we cannot, then maybe we're more spiritual.
这个是很难翻译的。唐崇荣牧师说，你属灵数到最后变成属灵。
Your spiritual maybe end to be zero.
我乃是基督，我觉得今天每一个基督徒应该有这样的雄心和大志。
Every Christian should have such a goal that I am to be Christ.
等到有一天人家看着我说你是不是耶稣，弟兄姊妹，你已经在主的面前蒙恩到一个地步，你要感谢神。
And they want to ask us, "Are you the Christ?" Then maybe you ought to thank God for it.
我们知道安提阿教会称为基督徒是从那里开始的。
We know the Church of Antioch, the disciples were called Christians, started from there.
他们经过了一年属灵的教导，整个教会在外面人对他们的印象改变了。
They have had 1 year of training. The outcome of it, others looked upon them with a different impression.
门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿教会开始的。
disciples were called Christians, starting from Antioch.
因为这些门徒被主教导到一个地步，一个一个一个成为基督徒。基督徒是什么意思呢 ？Mini Christ， 小基督的意思。
For each disciple being trained by Christ to an extent that everyone became mini Christ.
当昨天杨牧师在这里提的时候，我心里面有个很强烈的祷告，我说主啊。但愿我在你的面前有一天能够达到我乃是基督的地步。
When Pastor Yang mentioned that last night, I had a strong prayer in my heart. I said, Lord, may that one day I will reach that goal.
好不好？我们把这个手册的封底，我们拿出来看一看《加拉太书》二章二十节这一句话的出处。
Shall we take a look at the back cover of our handbook and see Galatians 2 verse 20?
好不好？我们一起用广东话，昨天说广东话读一遍，好吧？我们中间有广东话的弟兄说，讲广东话，我来要听得懂，好吗？我已经那个有一个金字少掉了哈，我应该我已经哈，那个金字没有印在上面。前广东话要听得懂啊。
Read first in Cantonese。
一以上，我已经与基督同钉十字架，
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着。因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
我们用国语念一遍，来，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。弟兄姊妹，如果我们反复重复地读这一节圣经的时候，我相信你一定有跟我一样的印象。
I think if we read this repeatedly, you have an impression as I do.
不再是我，乃是基督，这是保罗灵性登峰造极的时候的一个描写。
Not I, but Christ. I think this is the mountaintop experience of Paul.
他说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
Now I live, but not I, Christ.
描写他写这句话时候属灵的光景。
It describes his spiritual condition.
刚才我们在祷告的时候提到，我们今天每一个人坐在这里，我们没有一个人敢说现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。所以我们把它当主题的时候，把前面那句话把它撇掉。
We pray that while we are praying at this moment, we dare not say that, make such a statement, not I, but Christ.
很多时候我们在主的面前知道这是我们应该追求的一个目标。
Many times we know this is the goal we ought to seek after.
但是确定不是我们现在的写照。
But know that it is not what describes us now.
保罗说我已经 I have been crucified. 我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Paul said I have been crucified with Christ.
我们读英文知道这是个完成式，这是个被动式，我已经达到那个境界。
It is a perfect tense and it is passive voice.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看这句话作为我们这几天的主题的时候，求主把这几句话成为我们追求的目标。
May the Lord use these words to, for us to be a goal seeking after.
但是另外一方面，我们看见保罗说这句话的时候，他在后面说，我如今活着，我在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活的。
Paul also said, now I live bodily because of my belief in the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是个何等的鼓励和安慰。
What an encouragement and what a time.
什么时候我们到了登峰造极的时候
？When we reach a mountain top.
你知道什么意思吗 ？Mountain top 就是意思说你开始要下坡了。
And the meaning is maybe you'll be going down.
属灵的事情不是这样。
But not so with spiritual matters.
神常常给我们一种 on top 的感觉。
God gives us a sense of being on top.
我们在 top 的时候，我们就觉得接下去一定是比 top 更低一点，要不然就不叫 top， 对不对？
Might say following, it will be a little bit lower, otherwise it wouldn't be the top.
这属灵的事不是这样。
But not so with spiritual
matters. 你每一次 on top， 还有更高的 top 在前面等着你。
Every time you are on top, there's another top waiting for you.
几年前我五十岁生日的时候。
Several years ago, when I was 50 years old.
我的儿子送我一张卡片。
My son gave me a birthday card.
我把那个信封打开，看见它上面写几个字 ：You are over the hill now.
That was written on the card.You are over the hill.
哇！我一看，我心里好难过啊！我说，终于到了顶了，现在开始走下坡了。
I was a bit sad. I said, I reached the top, and I'm going to begin to go down.
那外面封面是讲个看画一个人走到顶上，已经苟延残喘。
At the picture there, someone was walking to the top, and then he was trying to just get his best.
当我打开来的时候，里面在一个山谷的下面，有人游泳，有人打球，有人在打高尔夫球。他说。 虽然你是 over the top， 但是你下面还有一些很享受的一些生活。
Then over the car, I see down there is a valley where people were swimming and playing and enjoying life.
我们的属灵的生命不需要到了 top， 然后翻开来，好像就进到一个自我安慰的一个境界。
But not so with our spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，当我们登峰造极，被神带到一个属灵的高峰的时候，我们还有继续那个更上一层楼的经历，神为我们预备。
Actually, brothers and sisters, when God brought us to the mountaintop experience, there is a higher place for us that God is preparing for us.
所以盼望我们每一次读到这一节圣经的时候，让我们想到这两方面。
So every time we read these verses, let us think of these two aspects.
杨牧师昨天晚上在开会里的时候，提到许许多多喊口号的一些痛苦的经历。
Last night, Pastor Yang mentioned some bad experience of giving a slogan.
我觉得实在是一个很好、很及时的一个提醒。
I think it's an opportune reminder to all of us.
因为这三天，我盼望主提醒我们、帮助我们，让我们不再谈很多的理论，让我们能够好好的思想一些实际的东西。
May the Lord remind us in these few days that we're not going to talk about theory, but rather we look at these practical aspects of it.
我盼望多提一些实践，不是单提到一些理论而已。
I'd like to mention to you and to share with you some very practical things.
弟兄姊妹，在侍奉主这三十几年来，我有个很深很深的一个感受。
In these 30-some years of serving the Lord, I have a strong feeling.
我觉得今天的基督教也许经得起人听，但是很明显的经不起人看。
Unfortunately, I think Christianity can be heard by others, but cannot be looked carefully or examined carefully.
我们今天看见神学院，我们今天看见很多属灵的团体训练很多能言善道的神的仆人。
We see many organizations, seminaries, they train many who can really speak.
那今天的失败，今天基督教的危机，就是可以给人听，但是不能被人看。
But our failure and our danger is that others can look upon us, but they cannot really examine us carefully.
我们有没有看到有一些慕道的朋友，多年他一直在听道，一直在那里慕道，但一直没有觉知信主。
Do we see some seekers? They have been seeking after the truth for many years, and they could not make that decision.
你追根究底，问到最后，那个结不是在没有好听的道，而是许许多多好听的道带出来许多经不起看的生活。
The ultimate reason is not that they have not heard many good preachings, but rather the good preachings did not bring about very good behavior.
原来我再说一遍，今天的基督教是经得起人听，经不起人看的。
May I mention it once again? We can be heard, but we cannot be looked carefully.
所以，怪不得主耶稣出来被人公开问的第一个问题是什么
？No wonder the first question people asked Christ was.
Openly, in public, 在公开的场面，耶稣被问的第一个问题就是拉比。你在哪里住
？The first question they asked him publicly was, "Rabbi, where do you live?"
然后耶稣怎么回答他
？Then what Jesus said?
你们来看。
Jesus said, "Come and see."
耶稣不是说你们来听。
Jesus didn't say, "Come and hear."
弟兄姊妹，不再是我，乃是基督，不是被人听的，是要被人看的。
When we say, "Not I, but Christ," this is not something to be heard by others, but rather be looked upon by others.
耶稣说：“你是世上的盐，你是世上的光。盐和光是没有声音的，盐和光是在默默的流露，发挥它的作用。”
Jesus said, "You are the salt. You are the light of the world. They are voiceless, but rather quietly they testify."
所以在这三天的时间，我希望从实践的角度来看这个主题。
So for these3 days, I like to look at this thing from several aspects.
今年三月，当大会跟我联络的时候，我给了他们这样的一个题目。
In March, when the conference contacted me, I gave them this topic.
这几个月我在思想这个聚会的时候，主给我另外一个在五年来神给我一个很深的负担的一段的经文要跟大家分享。
When I continue thinking about these preachings, the Lord has given me a very strong impression on something that He has worked on my heart in the last 5 years.
所以这三天早上，我希望跟弟兄姊妹从另外一个角度来思想，这个不再是我，乃是基督。
So these 3 mornings, I'd like to think of you, think together with you from the other angle about this.
我盼望这三天跟大家一起思想约翰福音第二十一章。
I'd like to share with you John chapter 21.
好不好？请各位一起翻到约翰福音二十一章。
John 21.
我把这一章圣经把它叫做彼得脱胎换骨的一个经历。
I think of this chapter as a life a changed experience of Peter.
我们把使徒行传的彼得和四福音的彼得做一个比较的时候，
as we compare the Peter of the Gospels and the Peter of Acts,
我们发现在使徒行传的彼得完全是一个改头换面的一个人。
We discover that Peter was completely a changed person.
今天有许多人在研究彼得的生平的时候，
Today, many try to study the life of Peter.
发现彼得的改变是因为五旬节圣灵在他身上有一个极大的工作而带他带出来的改变。
They discover that Peter was changed because of the work of Pentecost.
不可否认的，圣灵降临在他身上，整个人有了一个极大的不同。
Undeniable that Peter was changed greatly because of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
但是事实上，彼得的改变不只是五旬节这一件事情而已。
But that was not the only factor that Peter changed.
在路加福音二十二章，他曾经看见耶稣看他，然后他就出去痛改前非，痛哭流泪，悔改认罪。
In Luke 22, Jesus looked around and saw Peter, and Peter went out and wept bitterly and repented.
有的时候我发现，很多时候我们太过分的注重感性这一方面的经历。
I think sometimes we're too emotional.
很多时候我们许许多多基督徒在生命上有许许多多的污点，我们在神的面前一直没有好好的去面对，没有去处理，没有去对付。
Many a time we have a fault, we have a black spots in our life that we're not willing to face it.
所以彼得在路加福音二十二章那个改变是很重要的，对他的生命来说。
So in Luke chapter 22, the change that Peter came about is very important in his life.
在约翰福音二十一章，这一章圣经对彼得来讲也是一段非常重要的一段的因素。
Likewise, in this 21st chapter of John, that's also a very important matter to Peter.
我相信我们对圣经熟悉的人都知道，约翰福音到了二十章最后一节、三十一节的时候，很明显的，约翰福音已经告了一个段落。
Actually, John, the gospel seems to have concluded at the last verse of chapter 22.
在二十章三十一节，约翰说：“但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。” Period， 可以做一个整本书的一个结束 ，finish， 完全结束。
Because in chapter 20, verse 31, John wrote, "But these are written that you may believe."That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. That's very well be the conclusion.
从整个真理的角度来看，他可以从二十章三十一节直接跳到使徒行传第一章第一节。
From the point of view of the truth, he can jump from verse 30 to Acts chapter 1.
但是我们看见，竟然在这两个很自然接在一起的经文的当中，插了这个约翰福音二十一章。
But it's interesting that there is inserting here chapter 21 of John.
在这个约翰福音二十一章里面，我们看见这一个整个这一章的圣经是围绕着彼得而写。
We see the whole chapter was surrounding Peter.
你知道为什么今天这三天的聚会，我希望跟大家讲到一些实践的问题。
You know why I want to bring in very practical matters in these days of meeting?
在好几年前，我看到一个见证或者是一个故事，很感动我的心。
Several years ago, I saw a testimony or a story.
我觉得今天中国的基督徒听太多的道理。
I'm afraid Chinese Christians hear too many messages.
我们听了太多的好道理。
We have heard many good messages.
越多，我们在神面前的责任其实是越重。
Actually, the more we hear, the greater our responsibility.
以前有一个发展心理学的一个青少年的一个专家，青少年问题的专家。
He was once an expert on developing psychology.
那么他的这个博士论文就是讲研究青少年的问题。
In his doctorate thesis, it had to do with young people.
或者 adolescence， 那么这些年轻人呢？他知道的非常非常的清楚。从理论的角度，他有很深的研究。
So from the point of view of theory, he had a great study on adolescence.
那么有一天呢，他的女儿来找他。
One day, his daughter is seeking after him.
那女儿来找这个爸爸呢，就跟他爸爸讲，说：“爸爸，有一个问题，我想请教你。”
And she told him, "Dad, I have a question to ask you."
爸爸说：“你有什么问题呢？”
哎呀，
这女儿有点扭扭捏捏，终于讲出来了。她说：“爸爸，我们班上有一个男同学，他要 date 我，我到底应该怎么回答他？”
She seemed a bit embarrassed, and eventually she said, "Well, a classmate of mine wanted to date me. What should I tell him?"
哇，她好兴奋，她说：“终于我研究的东西现在可以派上用场了。”
And the father was so excited. He said, "Oh, all that I have studied, now I can make use of it."
所以他就跟他的女儿讲：“一个钟头以后，我给你答案。”
this. An hour later, I'm going to give you the answer.
他就把他的房他的这个 study 的门就关起来，就把他的那个论文拿出来，仔细再复习一遍。
So he closed the door of his study and took off his thesis and tried to review it over once.
他就看了许许多的其他参考的资料。
And she also looked at some of the references.
一个钟头以后。
An hour later.
他女儿来叩门。
His daughter came knocking at the door.
那么就说爸爸答案是什么呢
The dad, what's the answer?
他说有答案。
There's the answer.
他就跟他女儿讲。
And he talked to his daughter.
他说有男人要约你是不是
There's a young man want to date you, right?
你要知道怎么回答他，对不对
？You know what to answer him.
我给你的答案。
Let me give you the answer.
去问你的妈。
Ask your mom.
他有许多的理论。
He has a lot of theories.
他有许多的道理。
He has a lot of
speech. 那等到要派用场的时候用不出来。
But when he wants to apply, he doesn't know how.
我每一次想到这个笑话。
Every time I think of this.
我真是说这是个笑话。
I think this is a joke.
今天的教会。
Church,
许多的基督徒做了多年
Many Christians have been Christians for years
知道许多的道理
They know a lot of teaching
派不上用场
But they do not know how to apply
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
我们今天要看的是彼得不是保罗
And today we're going to examine Peter, not Paul
这句话是保罗讲
The statement was made by Paul
但是保罗活出来了
And Paul lived it out
彼得他也活出来了
And so did Peter
但是我们跟保罗有一点自卑感
But comparing to Paul, we have a little bit, we feel deficient.
我们对彼得有认同感。
But we identify with Peter.
因为我们在想，我们这辈子大概没有盼望做保罗。
We think there's no hope for us to be Paul.
但是我们却常常发现彼得的影子在我们的身上。
But we discover the shadow of Peter with us.
加拉太书二章二十节是这句话保罗版。
Galatians 2:20 comes from Paul.
那么。约翰福音二十一章，我把它叫做“不再是我，乃是基督”的彼得版。
But John 21, I call him to be not I, but Christ. This is the Peter's version.
当我们看完了约翰福音二十一章
，After we have examined this chapter,
弟兄姊妹，我们看一个非常重要的一个真理。
We must see a very important truth.
过去这几十年来，主一直把这句话成为我个人、成为我们夫妇、成为我们家庭的座右铭。
In many, many years, the Lord has used this statement to be a very motto for myself, for my wife, and for my family.
弟兄姊妹，上帝看重工人，过于看重工作。
And that is, my brothers and sisters, the Lord regarded his servant much more than his work.
不只是我们个人的经历。
Not only our own personal experience.
我们在教会历史里面，我们在圣经的启示里面，一而再，再而三看见这个真理。
But whether in the church history or in the revelation of God, we see this truth over and over again revealed to us.
神的仆人还没有预备好，神宁愿让他的百姓受许多的苦。
When his servant is not prepared, God is rather willing his people suffer.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们很难了解的一点。
My brothers and sisters, it's hard for us to understand.
但是神是看重工人过于看重工作。
But God truly is mindful more of his servant than his work.
以前我在时节写了一篇文章叫做卧虎藏龙。
In the past, I've written an article in Ambassador for Christ. It's a hidden dragon.
我是用那四个字来描写今天北美华人教会的光景。
I use those words to describe the condition of North American Chinese churches.
今天在北美华人教会，神预备了许多的人才在我们中间。
The Lord has prepared a great many people in this North American Chinese churches.
但是我在那篇文章里面很痛苦地写了下面几句话。
But in this article, very sorrowfully, I wrote several words.
我说这些虎、这些龙，在还没有被神处理、对付、预备过之前。请你继续藏在那里，请你继续卧在那里，不要起来做生龙活虎，妨害神的工作。
I say these dragons and these tigers, when you are there, but you have not been really dealt with by the Lord. Rather, you hide yourself there and you bring about.
我们在圣经里面一而再的看见这样的事情。
Because in the Bible we see this over and over again.
许许多多拦阻神工作的，不是一些外围的人，是一些圈内的人。
Many a time, the people that obstruct God's word is not those people from outside, but inside.
这些圈内的人是那些没有预备好，但是他满腔热血想要侍奉主的人。
And these are those who have such an eagerness to serve the Lord and yet not well prepared yet.
约翰福音二十一章，我盼望分三个部分跟大家一起来思想。
I'm going to divide this chapter into three portions.
一节到十四节一段，然后十五节到十七节，然后十八节到二十二节，我们分这三段来跟大家思想。
With 1 to 14, and then 15 to 17, and then 18 to 22.
在第一节到十四节，我们就从我们这次的大会主题"不再是我，乃是基督"这个角度来提到认识这一位将来我们要成为基督的那个基督是什么样子。
From the first paragraph, we like to know who is this Christ we are going to be like him.
十五节到十七节，这个我们将来要成为的基督，到底我们跟他的关系是什么？我们有一个爱的关系。
15 to 17, how are we related to this Christ? There is a relation of love.
不再是我，乃是基督，他是成为我们终身跟随的对象。所以从十八节到二十二节是提到对这位主的跟随。
Not I, but Christ. We're talking about the goal whom we're going to follow after. And this is treated in the last paragraph.
我们好不好先看第一段，第一节到十四节。
First, let us examine verses 1 to 14.
在这段圣经里面，我们很清楚地看见彼得当他带着几个门徒一起去打鱼的时候的一段的经历。
We see an experience of Peter when he took several disciples, they were going fishing.
第十四节说，耶稣从死里复活以后向门徒显现，这是第三次。
And it was written that this is the third time Jesus appeared to them since he was resurrected.
那么第二次是在二十章，在前面耶稣向多马显现。
The second time was recorded in chapter 20, Jesus appeared to Thomas.
虽然那个时候有几个门徒在那里，但是耶稣很明显的是直接冲着多马而来的。
Even though there were other disciples present, but Jesus actually confronted Thomas specifically.
然后在二十一章，我们看见第三次集体的向门徒显现，这次是对着彼得而来的。
And this third time appearance is for Peter.
第四节，天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Verse 4, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus.
所以在整个这段圣经的过程是从不知道到知道，不认识到认识。
So the entire process is from not realizing to realize, not knowing to knowing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天不要说我，我们今天要去传扬一个信息，我们不能对我们的信息有陌生感，有不认识的那样的一个光景。
Even if we're just to preach or share a message, we must realize what we're sharing.
所以耶稣基督在这里向彼得显现的时候，是让他很清楚的对他有一个认识，然后在使徒行传他开始对耶稣的传扬上，他有一个很清楚的一个认识。
So that Jesus appeared to Peter, so that before he preached Jesus, he really knew Jesus.
所以在第七节，耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说："是主。"那是西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣跳在海里。两次在中文圣经提到是主。
Verse 7 said, "The disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, 'It is the Lord.' As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, 'It is the Lord,' he wrapped his outer garment around him and he took off.'" So twice mentioned, it is the Lord.
然后十二节，耶稣说："你们来吃早饭。"门徒中没有一个敢问他说："你是谁？"因为知道是主。
Verse 12, Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dare ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord.
所以在这一段圣经里面，我们一而再、再而三看见强调一个特别的一个真理、特别的一个重点，就是对主的认识。
So here, this is an emphasis: is to know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样认识一样东西？
My brothers and sisters, how do I know something?
我们怎么样能够对一件课题，我们对它有一些比较清楚的一个主观的体认？
How are we going to understand an objective truth so that we can have a subjective experience of it?
多年来，我一直在神的面前有一个很深的一个负担。
Many, many years, I have a strong urge in my heart.
特别是在传福音的时候。特别对一些慕道的朋友，我们常常说你相信，你就一些问题就解决了。信心是一切事情的开始。弟兄姊妹，对我们基督徒来讲，也许是对的。
Yes, it is reasonable to ask Christians.
但是很多时候，我觉得对这些非基督徒是一个很不负责任、很不公平的事情。
Such a statement is rather irresponsible to a non-Christian.
很多时候我们做基督徒久了，我们忘记我们当时不信主的时候，还没有信主的时候，我们的那个光景。
Sometimes we have forgotten how we were before we came to know Christ.
我发现很多时候我们在传福音的时候，我们跟非基督徒跟我们之间的关系，我们有相当大的一个距离。
Sometimes I feel there's a great distance between us and the non-Christian.
我们讲了很多我们听得很惯的话，他们听不懂。
We say many things that are very familiar to us, they couldn't understand.
以前我在台湾的时候，有一个太太来找我。
When I was in Taiwan one day, the women came.
她说你们每一次讲到有很多话听不懂。
She said, every time you preach, there are many things I cannot understand.
说了一句话，我永远不会忘记。说你们讲很多属灵的黑话。
She said, you have many spiritual, like the black things.
你要讲了很多你们懂、你们很熟悉的话，但是对我们讲完全陌生的。
It is familiar to us, but it's all strange to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们信主多年，我们已经忘记我们还在慕道的当中的那个时候我们的心情。
So brothers and sisters, we've been a Christian for a long time and forgot how we were when we were seekers.
我们很愿意劝他信主，我们很愿意劝他信福音，但是呢，我们和他们之间有一个很高很高的一个墙垣，很深很深的一个鸿沟。
We like to tell them to believe in Christ, but there is such a great distance between us.
弟兄姊妹，我非常的相信，我从圣经里面再三的读，发现上帝从来不会赐福给一个懒惰的人。
Brothers and sisters, I discover over the Bible, over and over again, God will never bless a lazy person.
我们很清楚看见主怎么样让我们认识他。
And we also see how
他是陌生人，我没见过。
Because he was a stranger.
我就看他的脸，我就知道他病得很重。
And look at his face, I know that he was seriously ill.
我就知道他就是那位先生。
Then I knew that he was this servant's
wife. 那天讲完道以后。
That day after the service.
我们的执事又跑到我面前来。
One of my deacons came to me again.
某某人来，你知不知道？赶快出去跟他打招呼。
He said, "Do you know such and such a person is here? I'm going to go to greet him."
我这个牧师是个很麻烦的牧师。
I'm a difficult pastor at times.
我本来要去。
Actually, I originally was.
就给执事一讲，我就偏偏不去。
But when the deacon said, "And I didn't want to go."
那么，如果你们有机会听我们夫妇的见证，你们就知道我这个人的名字取秀全实在是取错了。
If you know myself and my husband, then my wife, then you know that actually I have a wrong name, Xiu Chen.
因为叛逆性太强。
Actually, I'm very rebellious.
我做什么事情要我心甘情愿，你要我做我就不做。
Whatever you want me to do, I have to do it willingly. Otherwise, I won't do it.
听说那个人回去了以后就生气，说竟然李秀全牧师没有来跟我打招呼。
I heard that when that person returned, he was a bit angry because the pastor didn't greet him.
但是过了一段时间他病又重。
Sometime later, he became serious, more serious again.
圣灵在他心里面感动他。
But the Holy Spirit worked in his heart.
他就请他太太打个电话给我。
He asked his wife to call me.
要我到他家去看他。
And asked him to visit him at home.
长话短说。
So in short,
花了有几个月的时间，每一个礼拜去跟他一起祷告，一起查圣经。
For several months, every week, go there to study the Bible and to pray with him.
他告诉我他的人生观是什么人生观。
He tell me his philosophy of life.
人定胜天，双手万能。
He said, my both hands, they are capable. I can overcome everything.
只要努力，我可以建立一个我自己的小帝国。
As long as I work hard, I can build my own kingdom.
但是现在，他的身体不许可他。
But now physically, he cannot do it.
他已经到了人所能够出力的一个最穷途末路的时候。
So he's at the end of his road.
有一天，当我们去跟他查经的时候
，One day when we were there studying the Bible,
他突然问我一句话。
All of a sudden, he asked this question.
李牧师，我可不可以做基督徒
？He said, Pastor Lee, can I be a Christian?
我当时以为我听错了。
I thought I heard it wrongly.
我说能。
I said, yes.
那你只要好好自己祷告，上帝就会听你的祷告。
I said, if you pray, the Lord will listen to you.
他说不，我现在就要接受主耶稣，要怎么样接受主
？But he said, no. Right now, I want to receive Jesus. How do I do it?
我说祷告。我说接受祷告。
I said, pray.
后来说，那我们现在就祷告。
He said, now let us pray.
我们眼睛一闭。
So we close our eyes.
牧师还没有开口，他先开口祷告。
Before the pastor opened his mouth, he opened his mouth first.
他流着泪，认罪悔改，接受耶稣。
With tears in his eye, he repented and received Jesus into his heart.
我不认为他在接受主以前那一种的人生观是错的。
I don't think that he had a wrong philosophy of life.
神许可他，让他经历一段认为人定胜天，认为双手万能。
God allowed him to have such an experience, thinking that he can overcome with his own two hands.
也只有到那样的一个地步，他才能够真的看见 man's extremity is God's opportunity. 人的尽头是神的开头。
Only until then will he experience that extremity of man.
路加福音五章五节，彼得说：“我整夜劳力都得不到什么。”
Luke 5, Peter once said, "I work all night and I caught nothing."
我突然有一次读到那里，我为说彼得的整夜劳力感谢主。
When I read that once, I thank God for Peter's working all night.
为说彼得整夜劳力得不到什么，我感谢主。
I thank God for Peter that while he worked all night, yet he caught nothing.
弟兄姊妹，他在路加福音是如此，在彼得在那个约翰福音二十一章也是如此。
And it was similar in John 21.
因为他一直被神带到一个地步，变成一个 pattern， 变成一个我们可以参考的一个上帝做工的一个过程。
He has led to such a pattern that can come to this day whereby God can work to you.
但是我不知道今天在我们中间还有没有这样的人。
But I don't know whether in our midst there are still those people.
不是你在等神，是神在等你。
Not that you are waiting for God, but rather God is waiting for you.
不是你在找神，是神在找你。
Not that you are seeking God, but God is seeking you.
我盼望这几天的时间。
I wish that these few days.
你能够在神的面前完完全全、绝绝对对的顺服下来。
That you will be really thoroughly humbly before Him.
耶稣基督借着他对彼得的启示，让他认识他。
So Jesus Christ, through his own revelation to Peter, allowed Peter to come to know him.
主耶稣借着两件事情，把他自己启示在彼得的面前。
And through two things, Jesus revealed himself.
先我们看二十一章第四节。
Let's examine verse 4 of this 20.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。第五节，耶稣就对他们说。
Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus.
说了，他们就知道。说了以后，他们就认识他了。
When Jesus called out to them, then they know.
弟兄姊妹，第一个我们要记得，耶稣借着他自己的话来启示他的自己。
So first of all, we must know that Jesus using his own word to reveal himself.
一个人不说则已，一说就露出他的自己。
When someone without seeing, you will not know who he is, but once he speaks.He reveals himself.
人都是这样，你不说话，你很神秘；你一说话，你就不神秘。
And that's true with every one of us. Without words, that we seem mysterious. But after you speak, then you're not mysterious.
昨天来的时候，也许很多人指指点点，哦，这个就是李修全牧师。
Yesterday when you came, maybe many say, oh, this is Pastor Lee.
看到他的时候，有一种神秘感。
We look at him, we look a little bit mysterious.
站在这里一个多钟头，已经不神秘了。
But after he stood here for over an hour, there's no mystery.
到了第三天离开的时候，就更不神秘了。
By third day, of course, no mystery.
你说的越多，越把你自己就显露出来。
Because the more you speak, the more you reveal yourself.
你有没有听过这样一句话？天不怕地不怕，就怕老广说官话，有没有？
There is such a saying that we are not afraid of anything, but we are afraid someone would speak Mandarin.
光广东话鬼少嘛。讲广东话的请举手。
Who speaks Cantonese?
我们广东人真可怜。
It's pitiful for Cantonese.
我们怎么讲话，怎么样逃不掉人家？一看说，哦，你香港来的，那还老广啊，老广东人。
No matter how we hide, we cannot really hide that we are.
因为我们一讲，我们就露出马脚。
Because every time we speak, we reveal ourselves.
所以我自己就发了愤了。
So I try my best.
因为我是广东人。
Actually, I am also Cantonese.
那么我就常常听你讲这个，我就很不甘心。
When people talk about Cantonese speaking Mandarin,
我总要说国语，说到一个地步，让人家以为我是北京人。
I'm going to try my best so that people would think that I'm from Peking.
在1985年，我跟师母到北京去的时候
，So in 1985,
就拼命学北京话。
When we were in Peking, we learned to speak.
从国内，从中国大陆来的，请举手。
How many of you are from China?
好多哈，请放下。北京的请举手。
From Peking?
啊，好多。
哦。
哇，还有广东人从北京来的，感谢。
Cantonese from Peking.
我一到北京学的第一句话就是马大哈。
The first sentence.
你们算不要翻译的，北京人知道哈。那么我就发现他们每一次你谢谢他，他不是说像我们台湾说甭客气，他们说没事儿没事儿。所以我就学会了，人家谢谢我说没事儿没事儿。
I didn't learn how they, when you say thank you, you said, don't mention.
所以一直到现在呢，竟然真的有人来告诉我说，李牧师，你的普通话讲的真是满口的京片儿。
Someone even said that my Mandarin is really, really like someone.
但是很可惜，一直到今天还没有真正的北京人这样夸奖我，就是。
Actually, there is no praise, but truly from Peking.
夸奖我的都是南方人，听到吗？
Those praise me all from the south.
所以你一说话就把你显露出来。
So whenever you open your mouth, you reveal yourself.
主耶稣也是一样。
Likewise with Jesus.
所以为什么约翰福音第一章告诉我们说太初有话，这话太初与神同在，我们中文翻成道，其实英文就是 word, word, 那个话。
When the John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the word.And the word was
因为我们越接触主耶稣，越接触他的话，我们就对他的认识就越多。
So the more we have a contact with Jesus, contact with His word, then we come to know Him more.
今天我们常常说，哎呀，到一个教会去，我们吃不饱，得不到供应的原因在哪里呢？因为我们今天太少让人认识耶稣。
Sometimes we say we go to a church, we still feel very hungry and dry inside. Why?
因为我们太少。
We have not allowed them to know Jesus.
因为我们太少介绍上帝的话，耶稣的话。
Because very seldom do we really introduce God Himself and His Word.
中国教会过去180多年来
，In the last 180 years or so in Chinese churches,
我们讲了许许多多专题的道。我们今天需要的是好好的带弟兄姊妹回到主自己的话，一段一段的查考主的话。
We have spoken on many many special topics.But we need to bring our brothers and sisters back to really systematically study God's Bible.
Systematic 是一个字 ，expository 是一个字，是今天中国教会所需要，今天教会的讲台迫切所需要。
I think today the pulpit needs greatly this systematic study and also expository preaching.
我们看第五节、第六节，耶稣说什么
？In verses 5 and 6.
第五节，耶稣对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”
Verse 5, Jesus called to them, Friends, haven't you any fish?
第六节，耶稣又说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。
Then verse 6, it said again, Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.
第五节是个关怀，第六节是一句命令的话。
Verse 5 is a caring statement, and then verse 6 is a command.
第五节关怀给我们看见门徒他的需要是什么。
Verse 5, we see the need of the disciples.
第六节命令给我们看见那个答案在哪里。
In verse 6, the command, we see where is the answer.
很明显的，这里给我们看见一个所谓供和求 demand 跟 supply 的关系。
So we see the relationship between demand and supply.
主透过关怀门徒，让他们发现他们的需要。
Through caring for them, they may come to realize their need.
当主耶稣看见有两个人跟着他来
When Jesus saw two people following him,
耶稣问他们说你们要什么
Jesus asked them, what do you want?
耶稣不是不知道他们要什么
Of course Jesus knew what they want.
但是耶稣要他们知道他们到底要什么
But Jesus wanted them to find out what they really need.
所以耶稣就接着一句话来问门徒你们需要什么
So through a question, Jesus asked them, what do you need?
我们这些出来领会讲道的人
But we who come to lead meetings or preach,
我们在神面前的祷告，我们在神面前的这个寻求，就是求主让我们知道到底这些弟兄姊妹他们的需要是什么。
And our prayer is that God will reveal to us what do those brothers and sisters really need.
今天我们常常站讲台的弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前所求的，就是让我们的供能够照着弟兄姊妹的求来供应。
Our prayer to God is that maybe what we speak out would be really match the needs of Christians.
今天教会里面有两种很可惜的现象。
There are two rather pitiful conditions.
一种现象就是供不应求。
On one hand, is the supply doesn't match the need.
弟兄姊妹的需要，我们没有办法填饱他们。
Somehow we cannot fill their needs.
弟兄姊妹带出饥渴慕义的心来，但是讲台太贫乏。
They come with a thirst and a hunger, and yet the pulpit is too poor.
这是供不应求的一个光景。
And so the supply did not meet the need.
另外一个光景是什么呢？
But another condition is
不是供不应求，是供不对求。
And that is when your supply does not really match.
弟兄姊妹的需要，你讲了半天在台上天花乱坠，下面得不到真正的供应。
Maybe you speak very eloquently, and yet they do not receive what they need.
我常常在主的面前说，主啊，求你让我们在主的面前能够让共和求能够连在一起。
I often pray before God, Lord, may you somehow the Holy Spirit work so that the need and the supply will meet.
传福音是如此。 我们在属灵的供应上对基督徒也是一样。
It's true with the sharing of the gospel, likewise with the edification of Christians.
昨天我到 Columbus 的时候，李顺长牧师来接我。
Yesterday when I reached Columbus, Pastor Gordon Lee met me at the airport.
我们过去在校园传奇有多年的同工。
We were co-workers many years in the student ministry.
那么最近这些年来，我们很少在一起。
But recently we haven't been with each other.
所以我们在飞机上有差不多一个钟头的时间在一起分享交通，来一起谈话。
We spent about an hour at the airport and fellowshipping.
突然我们就谈起一些往事。
And we talk about some of the things that happened before.
后来我就告诉他说，最近有好几位非常爱我、非常关切我、常常为我祷告、提拔、鼓励我的一些长辈，先或者回到天家。
I see recently there are several elderly Christians who used to love me, care for me, pray for me, encourage me. Now they have been received by them.
后来我就跟李顺长牧师。 寇世元监督离开世界的时候，我觉得最大的损失就是一个常常耳提面命、对我有许多帮助的一个长辈回到天家。When
Elder Cole was received by the Lord, this is one of my loss because he always.
最近，我的好朋友、我的老师、我的 mentor， 艾德里牧师回到天家。And
recently, Dr. Adeney was my mentor. He too.
所以我就跟圣长牧师说，我说这些欣赏我的伯乐现在越来越少，我的千里马变成英雄无用武之地了。
And I told the pastor, I said these appreciating these elderly people have become less and less.
突然，李顺长牧师讲了一句话，给我很深很深的一个提醒。
Then Pastor Gordon Lee mentioned, said one make one statement that gave me a good reminder.
他说：“李牧师，你不要忘记，你现在已经五十几岁了。”He
said, "Pastor Lee, don't forget that you are in your 50s now."
不要一直想别人提拔你，现在轮到你去提拔别人的时候了。
It is time that you be a mentor to others.
那句话给我很深的提醒，对这一次的聚会来讲，成为我一个很大的挑战。This
is a good reminder and becomes a great challenge for this conference.
弟兄姊妹，我不是在这里卖老，我一看下去有很多比我一看头发就知道是我的长辈的人。Not
that I try to make myself to be so elderly. Actually, I know that some of you are older than me.
但是李顺长牧师的话给我一个很大的挑战。But
what Pastor Gordon Lee mentioned to me gave me a great challenge.
弟兄姊妹，特别是在座的年轻有心侍奉主的一些同工们。Especially
some of those who are, you are young and you are eager to serve the Lord.
好好的在主的话上下功夫。Work
hard in the word of the Lord.
今天中国的教会所需要的不是一些很特别恩赐的人，而是一些愿意回到主的话下功夫的人。What
the Chinese churches need today is not someone who is so gifted, but rather those who are willing to work hard.
主的话把他自己显示出来。Because
God, with His word, the Lord revealed Himself.
主不只是借助他的话来启示他自己。
Not only did he use his words to reveal himself,
主也借助他的工作来显露他自己。
The Lord also revealed himself through his work.
我们说 workmanship， 一个人就是借助他的工作显出他的技术。
We say of workmanship, through workmanship you show your gift.
约翰福音里面我们看见耶稣行了七个神迹。
In the Gospel of John, we see the Lord perform seven miracles.
在21章这个神迹还不放在那七个神迹的里面。
What happened in chapter 21st actually was not included in those seven signs.
我们都知道，很好，这个翻译说 sign 在约翰福音不是用 miracles 这个字，而是用 sign S-I-G-N 这个字。
In the Gospel of John, he used the word sign S-I-G-N.
Sign 是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
是一个记号。
It is just a sign.
让我们从这个神迹带出一个主题，带出一个认识，带出一个目标来。
From that sign, we see a topic or a theme, and we see a goal.
今天有很多慕道的朋友，对圣经的体会，对圣经的认识，就是没有办法接受神迹这件事情。
Today, there are many seekers. They find it difficult to accept there are miracles.
我是学科学的。
said, I understand it.
我需要凭证据。
I need the proof.
神迹我没有办法接受。
I cannot accept miracles.
这个是不合科学的。
Because that's unscientific.
这是违反理性。
This is contrary to reason.
但是请弟兄姊妹，请朋友们， 你好好地想一想， 中文神迹这个字到底是 什么意思？
But think carefully of this word, a miracle. What does it really mean, especially in Chinese?
神迹是神和机这两个字写出来的。
It's formed of two words in Chinese. It's God and it's a work.
那个机就是work, 就是事机的意思。
And so it's the work of God.
机也有这个脚中脚机, 就是它的footprint的意思。
It also has the meaning of a footprint, that's an event.
我们今天常常看这个事机是不合科学，不能够通过理性。
Many a time we think of this as unscientific, it's unreasonable.
因为我们在鸡这件事，在这一个字上，在有许多的争论。
We have a lot of argument over this, the word work.
但是我们要强调是神这个字。
But we need to emphasize the word God.
我们给鸡下定义，我们不要忘记要给神下一个合适的定义。
Going to give a definition to the word of the work. If it's the work of God, that's not so much the work, but your experience.
对，耶稣基督借着他所行的功，让我们能够认识他。
So Jesus Christ, through His works, allowed us to know Him.
不再是我，乃是基督。弟兄姊妹，我们要先认识这位基督是怎么样荣耀丰富的一位主。
So when we say, not I, but Christ, first of all, we must need to know this Christ, how rich and how glorious He is.
他在你我的身上有许多的工作。
And He invests a lot of work in your life.
当那一位先生接受主了以后,
when that friend of mine, when he accepted Jesus,
非常清楚生命有个极大的改变。
It was a drastic change in life.
他信主很短的时间里面, 非常渴慕学习主的话。
In a very short while, he was very thirsty and hungry after God's word.
他最喜欢的一首诗歌是 Amazing Grace, 奇异恩典。
Amazing Grace was his favorite song.
因为他实在发现他的神是一个奇妙的神。
Because he discovered his God is a marvelous God, amazing God.
后来他被主接回天家。
Later he was received by the Lord.
当他在追思礼拜的时候,
at the funeral service,
在波士顿是一件大事。
In Boston, it was a great event.
我在领那次聚会的时候,
I was there officiating.
替他做了许许多多的见证, 许多的人受感动。
I gave several testimonies of his, and many were greatly moved.
虽然死了, 仍旧说话。
Even though he died, he still spoke.
我们不了解神为什么会把他带回去。
We do not understand why God would take him away.
因为他告诉我说, 我如果好了, 李牧师我要跟你同工。
Because he told us that if I am well, then I can work with you, Pastor.
但是他的见证留下了很深很深的震撼。
But his testimony greatly moved the people.
是神的工作。
That's the work of God.
是神的工作。
It is the work of God.
当他去世的时候,
so when he died,
我赶到他家,
I went to his home.
他那么严重的病, 那么痛苦的那一段时间的经历, 但是他心里非常平静的。
Even though he was seriously ill and he suffered so much pain, but he went with the Lord very peacefully.
我们不单单看见彼得后来在使徒行传的改变，我们单单在这十四节的圣经里面，我们看见彼得的改变。
Not only do we see the change of Peter in the book of Acts, but within these 14 verses, we also see the change.
在这里我们提到两件事情，是今天在教会里面也是我们所需要的。
Here we mention two things. I think this is what we also need in our church.
先我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那时西门彼得赤足身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。
Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garments around him and jumped into the water.
当我读到这里的时候，我就问我自己一个问题。
When I read to this point, I asked myself a question.
彼得跳到海里, 是跳到海里的哪一边?
Peter jumped into the water. Which side of the water did he jump?
他在船上。
He was on the boat.
耶稣在岸上。
Jesus was on the shore.
他们有一段对话。
So they were having a conversation.
约翰突然发现那是主。
And John discovered that it was the Lord.
就告诉彼得说, 是主。
He told Peter, say, "It is the Lord."
圣经说，彼得一听见是主，
and the Bible says, as soon as Peter heard this,
他束上外衣就跳到海里。
he wrapped his outer garment and he jumped into the water.
请问是跳到这个海里呢，还是后面的海里？
Is it he jumped forward or backwards?
人家说当然是跳到后面。
He said, of course, the back.
因为他无颜见江东父老。
He was too ashamed
to see Jesus.
He was so embarrassing. How could he jump into the water and run to Jesus?
昨天我们听杨牧师讲，他很喜欢想圣经没有记载的一些地方。
Pastor Yang mentioned to us last night that he liked to think of the things that did not record in the Bible.
我跟他有同样的毛病。
I have the same problem myself.
后来我就在想，到底跳在哪一边圣经上没有写？
I say, which side of the water did he really jump into?
我去找参考书。
I seek after some reference book.
没有答案。
No answer.
突然我看见这一句话里面的一个特别的一个小的句子。
But then I saw a little sentence hidden in here.
就书上一件外衣。
And wrapped his outer garment.
一个人要跳到海里还要打扮，这是很奇怪的事情。
If you jump into the water, you still have to wrap your outer garment.
人家说我要自杀了，先打扮一下再自杀。
He said, I'm going to kill myself, so I'm going to dress up.
所以我就说他为什么要束上外衣呢？
I said, why did he wrap his outer garment?
后来我去找一些资料，终于找到一点点蛛丝马迹。
And I look after some reference, I find a little trace of it.
因为犹太人他们有一个规矩。
The Jews had a custom.
当他要去看一个尊贵的人，他不能够衣冠不整的。
When they are going to see someone respectful, they have to dress themselves well.
他束上一件外衣，很明显的他是朝着耶稣那边去。
So when he wrapped his outer garments, very evident that he was.
非常非常的清楚，弟兄姊妹，他在这里得着一个他失去的那样一个向着主的热情。
Very clearly, he received back his eagerness toward the Lord.
或者他得着一个向着主的 passion 那样一个热情。
Maybe that he already reached a passion for the Lord.
我觉得我们在北美生活的一些弟兄姊妹们。
Sometimes I feel that as we live in Northern America,
我们慢慢慢慢变得非常非常的缺少热情。
Gradually we become lack of passion.
有一次我一个好朋友在台北。是林良堂的牧师周神柱牧师有一次他讲的这句话。
One time, Pastor 周神柱 from 台北 once he said,
他说今天的基督徒已经不再会流眼泪。
He said, today's Christians very seldom do they shed their tears.
他的意思我们明白，不是说一个基督徒哭哭啼啼就比较属灵，不是这个意思。
I understand his point. I know that not that a Christian maybe cries all the time that he's spiritual.
但是我们里面的感觉已经越来越麻木，越来越迟钝。
Our emotion becomes numb all the time.
弟兄姊妹，我们缺少那一股为着主、向着主的那种热情。
We lack the passion towards the Lord and for the Lord.
我记得齐克果 Kierkegaard 讲过一句话。
I recall Kierkegaard once said.
他说：“今天许多的基督徒已经用对热情的描述 ，the description of passion 来代替 passion itself.”
He said, many a time today Christians use the description of passion to substitute for passion itself.
他说在传福音的工作上面
in the matter of shedding the gospel,
他说我们好像像做一个饿得半死的人只读食谱给他听我每次想到这句话心里面有很深的感触
Every time I think of this statement, I was moved.
我们今天侍奉主侍奉得太机械化
Sometimes we're becoming too mechanical in serving the Lord.
我们需要这样的一个 passion 在神的面前。
But we need this passion before God.
弟兄姊妹，我再说，我不是说要我们哭哭啼啼就代表我们比较属灵。
I'm not saying that we need to cry all the time and that means spiritual.
但是我们今天为着这个世界的上网，为着与主同心的那样的一个 passion 哪里是？
But we really, really lack that passion for this lost world and for seeking after them.
感谢主，彼得在这里被主得着的时候，他得着了那样的一个热情。
But we thank the Lord when Peter once again turned to the Lord, he had such a passion.
他跳到海里，他走到耶稣那边。
He jumped into the water and he ran toward Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天需要这个。
My brothers and sisters, today we need this.
第二，我们看见他得着能力。
Secondly, we see that he received power.
今年的六月初的时候
In the early June,
我们知道六月四号是六四的五周年
June 4th, was the fifth anniversary of Tiananmen incident.
那天我们教会是在
有一个很深很深的负担，继续为中国的前途祷告。
We had a great burden to continue to pray for China.
我记得五年前六四刚发生的时候。
I recall 5 years ago when that incident just began to take place.
我们在 Boston 开了一次特别的一个会议。
In Boston, we had a special meeting.
我们请了一些专题的演讲，我们预备了一些专题的演讲。
We prepared some workshop special topics.
我记得我们请了一个非基督徒，在哈佛大学一个学者。请他来演讲。
We invited a scholar from Harvard.
杜维明教授，他是在哈佛大学中国文化这一方面的一个专家。
Pastor Du, he was a non-Christian, he's also an expert in
Chinese culture. 他那次讲的题目叫做《苦难的中国》。
He spoke on the suffering of China.
他讲150年来苦难的中国。
He said in 150 years the suffering China.
因为从1840年鸦片战争一直到1989年的时候，整个的将近五十年来，他在那里描写整个中国人的命运。
He spoke from the Opium War in 1989 until 1940.
我记得很清楚，他讲的时候，他心里面非常非常的沉重。
I clearly remember when he spoke that he had a heavy heart.
他描写中国人这150年来的感觉。
He was describing the feeling of Chinese throughout this 150 years.
第一，我们中国人在这样的一段时间里面有一种很深的屈辱感，一种被 humiliated 的一种感觉。
He said during this time we have a great sense of being humiliated.
他说从这种屈辱感就慢慢发展到一种愤怒感。
He said from this sense of humiliation it developed into a sense of anger.
那么心里面非常非常的生气。
Then we become so angry with it.
为我们所遇见的一些周遭的命运，我们生气。
And for all the situations that we are becoming, we are very angry.
也为说我们个人在这样的一种屈辱的一种感觉里面，一种愤怒感。
We are also angry because personally we are involved in this sense of humiliation.
当他讲到这儿的时候，我们很期待知道他第三个感觉是什么。
When he reached this point, we were expecting the third feeling that he was going to express.
他说我们中国人很可怜，从屈辱感到了愤怒感，到最后落到无力感。
He said we're very pitiful. The third step is we felt so helpless.
一种 powerless, helplessness, 一种在心灵的深处。
Cannot really reach our goal.
我记得那天散会以后，我跑去跟他谈话。
I recall after the meeting, I went over to talk to him.
后来我们谈话的时候，发现我们两个年龄是同年龄，而且离开大学毕业也是同年。不，我是台大毕业，他是东海毕业的。
When we talk after the meeting, discovered we are the same age and graduated from college the same year, even at different universities.
无力感不只是这一百五十年来中国人的写照，我常常发现也是今天许多基督徒的一个写照。
But I discovered this sense of powerlessness, not only the description of Chinese throughout this 150 years, also today's Christian.
彼得在使徒行传里面给我们看见的见证，就是一个有能力见证的一个侍奉。
But the testimony of Peter in the book of Acts tells us this powerfulness in serving the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，不再是我，乃是基督。求主把这样的一个 passion, 热情，把这样的一个属灵的 authority 给我们的一个祷告。
My brothers and sisters, not I but Christ. And we pray that the Lord will give us the passion for Him and also give us this authority to go out for Him.
以前有一个酒鬼，他没有办法克服他的恶习。
In the past, there was a drunken who could not overcome his drunkenness.
他有一天就跟他的妻子讲。
One day, he told his wife.
他说：“从今以后，我要重新做人。”
He said, "From now on, I'm going to be a new person."
他过了两天又去喝酒。
But 2 days later, he went.To get drunk again.
那太太问他说：“你不是要重新做人吗？怎么又故态复明呢？”
His wife asked him, "Didn't you say you're going to become a new person? How come you're going back to the drinking?"
他说：“我重新做人的那个人没有想到也喜欢酒。”
He said, "The new person that I want to be, I didn't realize he also likes drinking."
我们今天不是要重新做另外一个人。
So today we're not to be another person.
不再是我，乃是基督。
Not I, but Christ.
为什么我们常常好像恶性循环一样？我们得着了，好像得着一点秘诀，我们又失败，又软弱，等明年的夏令会再来。
how to sometimes we find ourselves in a vicious circle. We seem to have learned something and then we failed again and wait for the next conference.
因为我们立志重新做人，保罗告诉我们说，立志开始做基督。
Because we make up our mind to be a different person, but Paul said, make up your mind to be Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
Not I, but Christ.
请弟兄姊妹牢牢地记得这句话跟约翰福音三章三十节是彼此呼应的。
You remember clearly this word and John 3:30.
我们看一下，我们就结束今天早上的这段时间。
Let's take a look at this verse, John 3:30.
约翰福音三章三十节，很简单，中文八个字：他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must become greater, I must become less.
他必兴盛，他必增加，我必减少，在原文是这个意思。
He must become greater, I must become less.
或者 He must increase, I must decrease. 他越来越多分量在我的生命里面，我的分量越来越少。
Therefore, He become more and more within me, and I become less and less.
也只有接受他必兴旺，我必衰微，慢慢慢慢的，让我们能够达到保罗当年的见证，他。活着不再是他，而是基督在他里面活着。
And only then gradually we can attain to what Paul said, not I but Christ.
我弟兄姊妹请注意。
But be careful, my brothers and sisters.
他兴旺在先，我衰微在后。
He must become greater first, and then I become less.
中国教会的一百多年来，我们常常强调一个我们认为很重要的信息。
In the last 100 years, so in Chinese church, we emphasize, we think it's a very important message.
我们强调倒空，我们强调破碎。
We emphasize in the emptying ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，
我
有的时候我思想到这句话的时候，我觉得这句话里面有相当大的毛病。
But when I think of such a statement, I discover there's a lot of fault in it.
我们常常喜欢做一个比喻，就是说这里一杯水，我们把水倒掉。才可以倒别的东西进去。
Sometimes we like to take an example. Say you have a glass of water, you must empty it before you can put something in.
所以我们把我们自己倒空。
So we are going to empty ourselves.
然后耶稣基督才充满。
And then Christ would fill us.
当耶稣充满，如果耶稣是这样充满的话。
If indeed Christ would fill us, and when He does fill us,
我们心里就有一种说不出来的一种功劳感。主啊，你要记得，如果不是我倒空，你不会满的。
Then we have a sense of accomplishment. We say, Lord, you must remember, I first empty myself.
为什么呢？因为今天有很多自以为很属灵的人，在神的面前有一种说不出来的气焰，说不出来的这种感觉。
Unfortunately, that's kind of a pride, a sense of pride in spirituality.
弟兄姊妹，我们得救是本乎恩，我们是一直靠着恩典到底。
But actually, we are saved by grace, so we must depend on God's grace to the very end.
我们得救没有什么夸耀，今天你我比别人稍微属灵一点，也没有夸耀的。
We have nothing to boast at all. If we are a little bit more spiritual than others, we have nothing to boast.
约翰，施洗约翰在约翰福音三章三十节的见证，他必兴旺，我必衰微，是兴旺在先。这个衰微在后。
The testimony of John the Baptist in this John 3:30 is he must increase first and then I increase.
如果我们再用那个杯子来做比方的话，
If we're going to use the glass of water to be an example in illustration,
不管你里面充满什么，
No matter what is filled inside,
你不断的让基督浇灌在你里面，
Allow Christ to fill us.
是的，你越浇灌，可能有些东西就会流出来。
Yes, the more you fill this Christ, and some would fill up.
但是我们发现里面的分量是因着它的浇灌，让我们的里面的自我慢慢慢慢的减少。
But when we discover that as we fill it more and more, then ourselves, the self will decrease.
不再是我，乃是基督，是一个过程。
So not I but Christ is a process.
不要以为我们经过了这三天的聚会，来的时候是我，回去的时候就变成基督了。
But don't think that after these 3 days when you came, it's I, and then when you return, it's Christ.
这是个 lifelong process.这是弟兄姊妹，这是一辈子你学习的一个目标。我刚才提到 David Adeney 艾德里牧师。
Earlier I mentioned Dr. David Adeney.
我在1989年跟他在一个退休会里面一起同工。
1989 we were work together at a conference.
那么最后一天早上，他约我跟他一起吃饭。
The last morning we had breakfast together.
我们在吃饭谈话谈的。 正这个热烈的时候。
We were so involved in our talking to each other.
突然有一个老太太在背后就拍拍我的肩膀。
And some old lady hit my back from the back.
她说：“李牧师，好不好把艾牧师借给我两分钟？”
She said, Pastor Lee, could you borrow me, Dr. Anthony, for 2 minutes?
哦，我说没有问题。
后来 yes, of course.
后来我就听见这个老太太跟艾牧师讲一句话，我到今天不会忘。
Then I heard the elderly lady said this, make this statement to.
她说：“艾牧师。”
She said.
在这一个礼拜的聚会里面
in this week's meeting,
我听了很多很多很感人的信息，我心里面有很多的回应。
I heard many messages and greatly moved my heart, and I had a lot of response in my heart.
但是在这几百人当中
among the several hundreds of people,
我看到你，我觉得你是最像耶稣的一个人。
But I see you, I find you really like Christ.
你知道我坐在那里心里好难过。
And I sat there, I was very sad.
为什么不跟我讲？
Why didn't you tell me? Tell me.
我说我也在那边讲道。
I was there preaching too.
相信我也是他看的对象。
And so I'm sure she also looked at me.
她就只看见艾牧师说他像耶稣。
And she only saw Dr. Adderley that he liked Christ.
从那天开始。
So from that day on.
我在神面前加强我在主面前的祷告。
So I pray more earnestly before the Lord.
就是加拉太书二章二十节，我说主啊，求你让我到有一天真的能够做这个见证，或者别人来做这个见证，不再是你，乃是基督在你里面。
And that is I pray according to Galatians 2:20, the Lord may that one day either I or another person will give such a testimony, not I but Christ.
也许没有办法一夜之间改变。
Maybe I cannot change overnight.
从今天开始。
But from today on.
让我们在主面前有这样的祷告。
May we have such a prayer before the Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, help me.
做这样的祷告，主啊，求你让你自己的分量在我里面越来越多。
Lord, may that you increase in me more and more.
我们常常唱这首诗歌，像基督。
Many a time we sing that hymn to be like Christ.
但愿我们真是在主面前有这样的认识和经历。
May that we really have such a knowledge and experience.
除非我们真正认识主
unless we really know the Lord,
我们没有那样的一个羡慕要去像主
then we will not have an eagerness to be like him.
耶稣知道彼得有这个需要
so the Lord knew what Peter needs.
因为不只是在使徒行传彼得传耶稣
not only in the books of Acts, Peter preached Jesus.
因为传耶稣给人家听到的听到耶稣
so others will hear about Jesus.
耶稣要彼得活出来有耶稣的样子
But Jesus was willing that Peter also live a life like Christ.
人家看见耶稣。
So that others may see Christ in him.
但愿这个聚会完的时候。
So may that at the end of this meeting.
我们都成为小基督 mini Christ.
We all become mini Christ.
好，帮我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我相信在我们当中，从信仰的角度来说，我们有两种人在我们中。
I trust that in our midst, from the point of view of our faith, there are two kinds of people in our midst.
一种是我们已经做了基督徒，一种是我们还在慕道之中。
One is a Christian, and the other was still seeking for the truth.
好不好？在这个安静的时候，我们都有一点安静向神的祷告。
And in this quiet moment, we all have a little time praying to the Lord.
你如果还没有真正的认识主。
If you still do not really know the Lord,
你现在可以在你的座位上做这样一个祷告。
You can pray like this on your seat.
你说主耶稣啊。
You say, Lord Jesus.
求你把自己启示在我的心里。
Please reveal yourself in my heart.
让我真的能够认识你。
So that I may truly know you.
让我真实能够得着你自己。
And so that we will have yourself.
如果是基督徒。
But if you are Christian,
不再是我乃是基督但愿今天晚上今天早上真是成为我们在主面前一个强烈的一个心愿
May that there will be a strong desire in you indeed not I but Christ
不是说我们要做一个更属灵的人乃是让我们像耶稣自己
Not that I'm going to be more spiritual but that I'm going to be like Christ
那我从今天开始我能够说渐渐的不再是我乃是基督
The beginning from today, I may be able to say gradually, I'm more and more like Christ.
你如果有这样的一个感动，请你默默地在你的座位上做这样的祷告。
If you have such a desire, will you pray silently in your seat?
神知道你的心里面的感受。
God knows your heart.
亲爱的主，每一次当我们有形的聚会告一个段落的时候。
Dear Lord, every time when the meeting comes to an end,
求圣灵的工作继续地在我们心里面不停地来搅动我们。
May the Holy Spirit continue to move in our hearts.
让我们在你面前一直到全然的顺服为止。
May that until our whole person will be willing to submit before you.
谢谢你把彼得摆在我们的面前。
Lord, we thank you for Peter.
是的，我们常常跟彼得来认同。
Yes, many a time we identify with him.
但是我们常常跟他的软弱认同，但愿我们今天也与他的经历和他的刚强来认同。
Many a time we identify with his weakness. May that today we also identify with his experience and his strength.
主啊，当年在提比利亚海边一次彼得与主耶稣基督的接触。
Lord, the experience Peter had with you at Tiberias Sea.
影响到他整个后半辈子的侍奉。
That influenced the rest of his life.
主啊，这三天，但愿也成为我们后半辈子在你面前能够被你大大的使用的一个开始。
Lord, in that three days, we make a great pivot in our life, in the rest of our life.
垂听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayer.
主啊，在安静的当中，让我们真的与你面对面。
Lord, in quietness, may we truly face you.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.